Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
This afternoon is the consciousness of where we are. The consciousness of where we are. You know, we can easily be careless when we come to church. Do you know that? We can easily be careless when we come to church because this is a holy gathering. What makes it holy is not because we wear holy clothes. What makes it holy is the presence of the Lord that is amidst us. It's the name of the Lord that is upon this gathering. Do you get that? That's what makes our coming together holy. So I want us to have that consciousness always, now and always, that we are somewhere. We are somewhere. Amen. Amen. I can say we are in the Spirit. I read a place in the book of Matthew, said, David in the Spirit said to the Lord, David in the Spirit saying, the Lord said to my Lord. I just waited. I said, okay. To us, it was in the natural. But Jesus recorded that David in the Spirit saying. So we can be here and in the Spirit. Do you get that? Amen. So I want us to just be conscious of the atmosphere of the Spirit. Be conscious of God's presence. To be conscious of angels that are sent to us. Amen. You know, welcome to Womb of the Morning. Amen. Womb of the Morning. Amen. This afternoon, I will speak on a direction that I titled, The Womb of Zion is Fruitful. In a womb of the morning, I told Pastor, Oyekati Lomo Tokpo, we should not be doing womb of the morning, and we don't have Omo. We should call it breakfast show. But womb of the morning, that name is very, very powerful, significant in the Spirit. So this morning or this afternoon, I will speak on a direction or a topic I titled Zion. The womb of Zion is fruitful. Can we echo it? Can we echo it? The womb of Zion is fruitful. The womb of Zion is fruitful. Zion is the holy city of God. Zion is the holy city of God. The city of the Most High. A whole lot has been said about Zion, but I will not talk too much about Zion. Because we know we have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. Amen. Zion is the holy hill of the Lord. And we are there with him in Zion. Amen. But there are significant things that the Lord wants us to look at about our location. Amen. As Zionites, as people in Zion, or as daughters of Zion, especially the book of Isaiah refers to us as daughters of Zion. Amen. In the natural, we know that man don't have a womb. You know, get that? I don't have a womb in the natural to give birth now. But Zion is a mother. Zion is a mother. And he has a womb. She has a womb. Let's open to Psalm 50, verse 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 50, verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Okay, from the dazzle of Zion, God blazes into view. Hallelujah. So Zion is the city of God. And like I said, there's a womb in Zion. Zion is a woman. You know, Paul gave the allegory of Sarah and Sarah, what's the name of the mother of Ishmael? Hagar. Paul gave the allegory comparing Hagar to Mount Sinai and comparing Sarah to Zion, to Mount Zion. So Zion is a woman. I just proved that to you. And he has a womb. Zion is known to be a fruitful place of God. Zion is not barren. It has been ordained for Zion to be fruitful. When I'm talking about Zion, I'm talking about your identity. Hallelujah. So it has been ordained for Zion to be fruitful. Say to your neighbor, it has been ordained for Zion to be fruitful. Zion is not a barren. Zion is the mother of the free ones. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we have come to Zion. If Zion is the place of fruitfulness, we as God's children, we have come to Zion. Hallelujah. And we are regarded as the daughters of Zion. So you can't be in Zion and not be fruitful. Say to your neighbor, you can't be in Zion and not be fruitful. Because it has been ordained for Zion to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we open to our first text, Isaiah 66? Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. Okay. From verse 6 to 9. Isaiah 66. Okay. Listen, that loud noise in the city, that sound, please give me King James. Or New King James. Give me New King James. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. Continue. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has had such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Continue. Shall I bring to the time of birth? Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery? Says the Lord. Shall I cause delivery? Shall I, who cause delivery, shut the womb? Says God. Like I said, these are scriptures just to show to us that Zion is a woman. Follow that allegory. And he has a womb. And Zion is a fruitful place. The essence of saying this over and over is for us to acknowledge where we are in God. Where God has placed us in God. That's the essence of saying this over and over. We are planted in a fruitful place. Hallelujah. 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 There's a common saying that says, please just pay attention. There's something I want to say, I want you to catch. There's a common saying that says, if you are in Rome, you behave like Romans. When you are in Zion, you should behave like Zionites. Or, if you are in Zion, the nature of Zion will reflect in your life. As Zion people, we are controlled by the culture of Zion. We are controlled by the constitution of Zion. Like I said, Zion is a fruitful place. You can't be in Zion and not be fruitful. Do you get that? You can't be in Zion and not be fruitful because the culture of where you are will rub on you. Some people, when they see me, they say, you do Yoruba or Luman, sorry. Have you heard that before? Especially if you meet people from Obomo or Shore, they say, maybe I am around, do I be a kitty? It's not discernment of the spirit. They just know by language. Do you get that? So because of where I stay, it shapes the way I speak. Do you get that? So you can't be in Zion and not be fruitful. So what God wants us to know for us is the acknowledgement of where He has planted us. There are spiritual operations that will not begin if we don't acknowledge. I think Philippians made mention of that. Somewhere in Philippians. Hallelujah. A man of God told me, he said there was a day that he went to preach somewhere and he said, these people, they will not hear Jesus love you. He said, you need to bring Jesus to the table for them. They will not hear the word. Just make Jesus available for them. He said, before going, I said, I acknowledge the prophetic grace I'm carrying. He said, because you need to do that. He said, I acknowledge the prophetic grace I'm carrying. Just acknowledge the deposit of God in him. Do you get that? And he said, he went to that place. He sat down. They were actually expecting him in that place. So he said, they were serving food. He said, please give me food. You know, they were disappointed. Ah, man of God, they expect, bless you, it is well. You know how all our Christianese word, all man of God package, it is well with you, God bless you, it is well. You know, all those man of God movements. Amen. But he said, as he was talking with them, he said, there are three friends that you have. One is in Kechi, one in Chinyeri. Just mentioned three of them. The woman was shaking. Said, if you wait a little more, they are already coming now. This is what the Lord is saying. The Lord says, don't do business with them. That business you are doing with them, terminate it. It will lead you to jail. And the minister to them, he left. So a few weeks later, the woman just called, sir, I'm in Port Harcourt right now. I'm in EFCC. Said, what happened? Said, thank God of what you gave, the word you gave me. Do you get that? Thank God for the word you gave me, but I didn't participate in the business. But somewhere along the line, they identify him. But they had to carry him to EFC, but he was not part of the criminals. But somehow he was identified, maybe probably to get information from him. Do you get that? So the reason why I said that story is for us to know how powerful acknowledgement is. If you have a grace in your life, if you don't acknowledge it, that operation might not begin. So also, the reason why I'm saying this, if we are in Zion and we don't acknowledge the knowledge of what Zion is not done in our hearts, we might not be able to live freely. We might not be able to enjoy the benefit of Zion. Do you get that? Do you get that? That's just a spiritual principle I just explained. Acknowledgement. We are in Zion. Zion is meant for a fruitful place. No barren shall be in the land of Zion. It is the ordination of Zion to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So as God's people, God has established the fact that we are in Zion. That's one. Also, the next thing I want to establish is all of us as the church, we are called daughters of Zion. We are called what? We are called daughters of Zion. And if we are daughters of Zion, it is also expected of us to actually give birth and be fruitful. Let me say this again, connect it together. The ordination of Zion is fruitfulness. The ordination of Zion, the core ordination on Zion is fruitfulness. You can't be in Zion and be barren. There is no cause in Zion. So if we are daughters of Zion, that same ordination on Zion is on each and every one of us. We are meant to be fruitful. That is our fulfillment and our destiny. All about Zion, the end product is fruitfulness, bringing forth. All about Zion, because they are daughters. All about Zion, the end product is bringing forth fruitfulness. If you calculate all the operations in Zion, the sum total equals to fruitfulness, bringing forth children, because that's the core ordination on Zion. Hallelujah. Let's open to the book of 1 John 5, verse 4. We'll connect this together. It will make some sense. This is destiny in Zion that God is explaining to us. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. For whatever. I wonder if I say for whatsoever. That means the list is not restricted. It's not one thing. For whatever, anything that is born of God. Or let me say, for whatever is born of Zion, overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. The way God has ordained Zion to overcome is through births. The way God has ordained you as daughters of Zion to overcome the world is through births. So you must learn the technology of giving birth in Zion. Let's read that place again and meditate on it. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever is born from Zion always overcomes Sinai. Isaac was born from Zion, from Sarah. Ishmael was born from Sinai, Haggai. Isaac was a child of promise, born from Zion. He overcame all that was not born in Zion. The sons of Keturah were not born in Zion. The sons of Haggai were not born of Zion. The only seed born from Zion was Isaac, and he overcame. You know, we always say revelationally that Jesus is Isaac, the true Isaac. That's the ordination of Zion. Check this. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. What part of our technology in Zion is to understand how to give birth? Look at Jesus' word. Many things is tied to birth. Look at our entering into God is birth. Our finishing into God is birth. John 3 verse 3. Except a man is born again, born. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man, verse 5, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. Can you see that? We say that's the John 3 verse 3 is the beginning of our salvation, being born again. We say John 3 verse 5 is the end of our salvation. But the summary is born. Like I said, the ordination on Mount Zion is birth. Fruitfulness. You can't be in Zion and you not give birth. If you are not giving birth and you are in Zion, it shows that it's either you don't know where you are, or you lack knowledge, or you are not in Zion. It's not possible to be in Zion and not give birth, because that is the core ordination of God upon us. For whatever is born of God, Zion is the city of God. For whatever is born of Zion always overcomes. If you want to overcome the world, learn about born. Learn about giving birth. Learn about heavenly technology to give birth in Zion. For there's a way they give birth in Zion. Go back to that show. For whatever is born, whatever. Let me say this again. Open your eyes. Let me say this again. Whatever does not... The summary of whatever is not only the salvation of our soul. There are many other things that are entails in it. Do you get that? Do you get that? This whatever does not only entails the salvation of our soul. There are other things included in it. That by so doing, that if men in Zion can recognize the technology of giving birth, they will always overcome. John 3 verse 2 says, John 3, maybe 3 verse 6 says, for whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. For whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Whatever is born of Zion is Zion, and it will always overcome. Because Zion is an exalted place in the Spirit. But Zion is an exalted place in God. No curse can be in Zion. Look at it. For whatever is, for that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Go back there. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of Zion is Zion. Whatever is born of Zion is Zion. If a rhythm is born from Zion, is Zion. If a word is born from Zion, is Zion. If an idea is born from Zion, is Zion. Whatever. Says whatever. Whatever. Anything that is born in Zion, always overcome. Because that's its constitution. The womb of Zion is fruitful. Say it to your neighbor. Say it confidently. You know, let me say this. Some of us, we talk down on certain things that we should not talk down. Confession is a very, very integral part of this, our warfare, and we must learn it. The womb of Zion is fruitful. Say it. The womb of Zion is fruitful. The womb of Zion is fruitful. I'm in Zion. I am fruitful. I am in Zion. I am fruitful. This should be our protocol. A man was trying to explain to me, we're talking about causes, transference of causes. And he said, it's not as if the provision of Christ does not cover that area. But he said, many people does not know what truth is along that line. See, knowing the truth is not accumulation or amassing of knowledge that you feel your cerebral faculty. That's not knowing of truth. It's not how long you stay in a message. We've been there before. You get that. Listen to this. Let me explain this to you. There's a way our mind works. The core knowledge that is yours, the core of all your knowledge, the knowledge that you truly know, resides somewhere that is called subconscious mind. Others are in conscious mind. So if you can know an information, but you have not yet transferred that information from the conscious part of your mind to the subconscious, if that movement is not taken, that knowledge is not yours yet. Ye shall be my disciples if you continue in my word. The next verse. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Continuing part of it is following, listening to God. Listening to God, that's part of it. But the other part of it is what I explained at that time. You continue with that word transfer from the conscious mind to the subconscious. That knowledge become yours and you are set free. Why do you think people receive healing through word of knowledge? The reason is, let me just explain to you. Their heart was able to open through that word of knowledge. Maybe you are sick now. The anointing for healing is present. But all I need, Holy Ghost will now begin to bring word of knowledge. To the point that that word of knowledge will eat a part of your heart and your mind, and it will be open. You will be easy. The text of your heart will be soft to believe God. I believe faith is released and that healing takes place. You get that? So if we are confessing that we are in Zion, we are not doing a childish thing. We are helping ourselves. There was a time I was learning about the mind. I read a book. It's not as if I wanted to. I just read a book, how to apply your life. Many of us, we don't research book. Just normal, maybe Jim Davidson. Let me read this book. I bought it. I read it. It's a Christian, but it does not use scripture as its word. You don't understand that? And I was reading, and he explained these details. He said, wow. So this is how it is. We are in Zion. We are daughters of Zion. As daughters of Zion, we will be fruitful because that is the ordination on Zion. Amen. Having established that, let me just go and spread it. Let me spread it, how it applies to us. You know, in God, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, or has it come into the heart of men, what God has prepared for them that love Him. Do you get that? Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and the called according to His purpose. So the first thing I want us to identify is that there is a preparation for each and everyone in Zion. Let me say that again. There is a preparation for each and everyone in Zion. There is certain things that God has prepared for you. That through mourning, this thing will be battered into the earth. There are certain things that God has allotted for you. That through Sharon, this thing will be battered. That's why we are these things. Look at the way I'm black. I got to Niger today. That was the first time I acknowledged I was black. I just look at the long man and say, Kai, boy, you are black. But God knew why he created me this way. Do you get that? Do you get that? That's why we have DNA inside every one of us. Spiritual DNA. If you look at Lori and Sheston, they are born from the same father, but they are different. Do you get that? So there is a preparation for each and every daughters of Zion. Let me say it this way. There are things God has prepared for you as a person that you are the one that will bat them. That's another thing you must know. It must be in your head. There are certain things that a man of God, I think Ernest Paul said this, he said, there's a dimension of God in which I am the only one in the whole heaven and earth that I carry. You know, God is plenty. Plenty is inadequate word. Say there's a dimension of God in the whole heaven and earth, I am the only one that carry it. Say that's why God does not want to lose anybody. You know how many God has lost to hell? May God's mercy save us. So there are things that God has designed for us. He has prepared for us to bat in Zion. It's customized to you. Tayo will bat this thing. That's a level of destiny. That's a level. Mark my word. That's a level of destiny. You must learn about that. The second part is there are things. Hallelujah. Take me to Isaiah. I saw a link there. Isaiah 66. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 66. Thank you. Go down. Go down. Okay, I'm okay. Listen to this. Catch this. Who hath heard such a thing? That's one. Look at this. Who hath heard such a thing? That is what I just explained. That there are certain things that is only you. God has customized that for you to bat it. He has prepared that for you. Who has heard such a thing? Or who hath seen such things? One is singular, one is plural. Let me read that again. Who hath heard such a thing? Or who hath seen such things? There is a thing God has prepared that only you can bat. Do you understand? There can be something to do. Because God is wise. All things are possible with Him. That's the other side. There can be substitute. All things are possible with Him. But there are things that are there in God that is not customized to anybody. I call that the realm of whatsoever or whosoever. There are things in God that God has prepared that anybody in Zion can fulfill. I call that realm the realm of whosoever or whatsoever. You know that it was not customized that Judas would be the one that will actually. It's a realm. Whosoever. That thing has been there already. That prophecy is there already. Whosoever. So also, there are good prophecy in God that whosoever. It's a realm of whosoever, whatsoever. You can fulfill those things. Things. There are some people that are champions from revival that. Ordinarily, me, I don't know much about God's book. God might not have written that in according to, but somehow they stumble on that realm. Whosoever. For God so loved the world, gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, not a Nigerian, not an Israeli, not an Indian, whosoever, if you can believe, you step into that destiny. There's a realm like that in God for us. So there are things that God has prepared for us to bat. To bat. To bat. And let me say this. Zion, in Zion, you should always hear noise. In Zion, it is a curse. If you don't hear the cry of babies. Let me say that again. In Zion, you should always hear noise. of babies. You know, in our culture, one thing you want to be more, one thing you want to be, do you get that kind of thing? You want to be more, 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 you know, they are just speaking some of that. You know, do you understand? In Zion, you should hear, the cries of babies. In your life, you should hear the cries of babies. For the things God has planned for you, they are in levels. 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 The boy Jesus cried before Simeon and Anna. At the age of 12, they didn't call him boy Jesus. They said the child Jesus followed his mother and father to Jerusalem. And he was disputing. That's the level. He was born as a child. He attained that level. He got to a time that he became a son. The cry was even coming from the father. This is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased. Won't it be our sonship? Crying, I got to wala to kewa. Say, and I had a loud voice. Do you get that? So what God has in store for us, they are also in stages. So we should always hear cries of babies as believers. There are scientists in my life that I knew when they started. While I was in service, while I was in school, scientists were born. While I was serving, scientists were born. They are starting milestone. They are starting operation, I believe. Okay, I think I knew when this thing started. What a BLA. I'm not boasting as if I'm perfect. I have my own issues and God knows. But this is what I'm saying. I'm only using the little example that God has helped me in my life to explain this to you. So there, I've explained two categories. Specific thing that God has prepared for us to give battle, and their installments, and also things that were not customized to anybody, the realm of whatsoever, whosoever, the realm of whosoever, you can fulfill it. Let me say that again. There's a womb in Zion. Say it. The womb in Zion is fruitful. You are not saying it as if you mean it. The womb in Zion is fruitful. I am a fruitful vine. Hey, God will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said something the other time that, like I said, let me complete this thought. The realm I call whosoever can fulfill it. It's not as if it's by our power. Somehow, mercy and favor, they are in charge of those things. Mercy and favor, obedience, leading of the Holy Spirit, they are in charge of those things. To step to some things that they might not even necessarily plan for you, mercy and favor has to be shown to. Do you understand? So that's why you must keep on crying for mercy. So when they say, cry out for mercy, you will not say, she, Moshe, any. You will cry out for mercy. There are some things that only mercy and favor can give you. Not your works. You might even be holy. Esther was the wife of God, the sweetheart of the king, rather. The wife of the king, the sweetheart of the king, the most pretty babe. But all those beauty packaging cannot open the door at that time. Favor was shown. Do you get that? I want us to look at whatever in 1 John. Go back there. Go back there. Please just bear with me. I'm learning some of these things too. 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God. I need your attention. I'm okay with this. For whatsoever is born of God. I want us to look at the things that are included in whatsoever. The things that are included. There are innumerable things, but few things I believe the Lord laid in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number one is, I would say salvation. Things that we can bat in Zion. Things that the womb of Zion can bat. Salvation. 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 All the levels of salvation, they are offshoots or operations of Zion. Being born again, coming into sonship, coming to the various levels of sonship, they are all offshoots of Zion. You are born from Zion. So salvation is also a product of Zion. Number two, promises of God. Can we say promises of God? Promises of God. Lay your long. There are many promises that are in God that God wants us to bat. In fact, promises of God fall into that category that whosoever can fulfill it. Promises of God. Promises of God. You know, there are some people that you just entered into a kairos moment with God. God wanted to do certain things and they just fulfilled that thing. Do you get that? Do you get that? Promises of God. They are full scripture. The full scripture. Genesis to Revelation. There are promises of God that God wants to see on earth. Do you know that Anna and Simeon actually birthed a promise? Do you understand? They prayed. The promise of Christ, the promise of God at that moment was that Christ should be born. But these men gave themselves to prayer. So one thing that we should, you don't just read Bible and just read and enjoy. You will go to a point only go and say, check that place now. I can step into this thing. It's not as if we are not saying over Sabi. But Holy Ghost will tap you. This thing now can work in your life now. You know, at the time, people don't speak in tongues. Some people got that promise of God and they say, we can fulfill that thing. And they bat. Some of them, we call them fathers of Pentecostalism. It's just a promise of God. The just shall live by faith. It's a promise of God. That guy just stumbled on it and said, this thing is possible. Up to you now, we still recognize him. And I believe they recognize Martin Luther there. Promises of God. The man just bats a movement. Promises of God. Hallelujah. Another thing that we can bat is personal prophecies. Say to your neighbor, personal prophecy. Oro woli. O si se ni ojo won ni. Omokunrin na si rin lo. Do you understand? There's a way we can romance, sorry, permit me to use that word, with personal prophecy carelessly if we don't know how to handle them. Because some of them can sleep and some of them ask demands. If God said, brother, if God send a word to me, a prophecy that by this time this year, I will be out of this country. If I'm living carelessly, that thing will not be fulfilled. Do you get it? And the word is valid. Personal prophecies. They include that thing called whatsoever. If personal prophecy spoken upon my life is born, it will overcome some dimension that I ought to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing that we need to bat is giftings, operations, ministry, commission. Giftings, operations, ministry, commission. There are diverse kind of spirits of gifts. For the same spirit, there are differences in ministry, but the same Lord. There are differences in operation or administration, but the same God who work all in all. Gifts, ministries, and operation. Or let me say commission included. All these things need to be battered. Do you get that? You can be filled with the Holy Ghost, they touch you and die speaking in tongues. But there are some that God will demand your task. Again said there was a time in his church, all they do is to just speak in tongues and interpret tongues. Membro tagaba. The Lord is saying to you, he said, God, I started praying 1 hour in a day for I think like 2 years. He got to a point close to the second world war, Holy Ghost, there was so much body on him and he prayed for an extended period. And God said certain things to him. They are close to the maybe second world war, some things will begin. At the end of the second world war, that was what led to the birth of the healing movement in America. Later, Egan now discovered that he was not only the one that had that prompting. Many other people were praying. That was what battered that healing revival. Kondiolise, all those guys. You just say, Akini one Bible. I believe God, this is possible in my life. And he started praying. Gifts. Ministries. Some of us, when I look at some people, I say, but boy, when I say ministry, I'm not saying, GDS Student Fellowship, they're not mentioning GSF. No, that's not it. Do you get it? That's not the ministry I'm talking about. Or Sharon Student Fellowship. SSF. Do you understand? I know you will use this one to fight yourself after this meeting. But Atola, I'm warning you by the grace of the Lord. I'm just joking. Amen. Amen. But certain things will be born in you. Ministry is all about service. Certain things, certain operation of God will be born in you to serve God's people. Giftings, ministries, operations, they are things in Zion that need to be battered. And when they are battered, they fall to this category whatsoever. They will overcome their dimension. They have dimensions that they overcome. Do you understand? All these things have dimensions that they overcome. I just want us to apply this principle. Amen. Amen. Also, commissioning is battered. I listened to someone that said, he was always praying, 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 always praying. There was a day he was tired. If I tell you the story, you'll be surprised. The guy always prayed. They have a movement in school that they always pray. He discovered that as they were praying, all of them were failing. The rest, a large number left. They got to 200 level, they were still failing. Some left. It got to like final year, about three of them. They knew, maybe you champion the cause. You have boasted, you are the one that declared the doctrine of that movement. You can't deny it at that moment. Said the three of them also had left, but they continued praying. Said one of, at final year, about two of them graduated, but God told him that, you will not leave because, I've looked out at this campus. There are certain, please be careful of this word. I will say the other side. Be careful. Be careful. I will say that. I will say that. I'm conscious of what I'm doing. So there are certain things I want to do in school, and some people that hold that thing are leaving. I want you to stay so that some people will meet you. They will pass that thing so that you can go. Say no problem. You understood the cause of the carryover and you follow through. He said at home they always mesmerize him, even in prayer. They speak to him in prayer. You know that kind of prayer? Father Lord, we thank you for our children. All of them succeed. But the one that is not succeed, you know it, Lord. They are not going to tell you, but they are also, do you understand? But he said he got to a time he was praying, he got to a time he was tired. He said he was sleeping one day and the Lord actually came and held his hand. He woke up, he didn't see anybody. Second time, the third time, he went to that meeting, to that place of prayer, as was praying, said certain things happened. Said God literally put power in his hands and said, from today, this thing began in your life. He now told those people that were listening to him that thing you see in my life, that was when God actually put it. A commissioning was born. Do you get that? The other side I want to say is, be careful when you hear someone's dealings. God does not permit us to make a textbook out of our dealing. Do you understand? If I'm going through a dealing, it's wrong for me to make a doctrine out of it. We all have a customized dealing. Do you get it? Don't say because I'm one come and fail, one man can't move along. Oh, they fail, nothing will happen in your life. We have some people that they try to replicate someone else's dealing for their life. It's wrong. It's not doctrinally correct. That's no person, man, at the age of this, so the person is not right. Do you get it? Do you get it? It's wrong. I need to put that. Amen? Amen. Sorry, let me quickly run through this. These were thoughts that I believe God laid in my heart, and I need to share them. Visions, initiative, ideas. Visions, initiatives, ideas. Whatever is born of God. If a vision, when I say vision, does not necessarily connote spiritual vision. It's part of it. But if a vision is born in your heart, it will overcome a dimension in the world. It will overcome a corresponding dimension in the world. Do you understand? Visions, initiative, ideas. Who told you that must Christian be a non-entity? We are not meant to be non-entity. Yes, sir. We should be bright. Yeah. Excellent spirit. In the Bible, I think is wrong. One day, my friend told me that she went to look at one of her results. I'm not happy. She got a B. I'm not happy. I said, why? Said, it's not necessarily because I want to prove, but I feel like unbelievers are in this class and they'll be having a worse manner of that. I said, this is Zion, you continue with God will give you. That thing will break open. Don't give up. Do you get that? Visions, initiatives. We are not meant to be non-entities. It is laziness that make our spirit. It is laziness that we use. I know what I want to say, but I will capture it in sentence. It is because of laziness that make us our level of initiative. We now target as spirituality. At times, poverty is not spirituality. It's not. It's not even at times. Always, poverty is not a sign or indicator. For that, it is small sonship. See, that I don't have a job today, it's not an indicator of, but boy, it's not genuine alone. See, Pastor Jide, you just try. Don't come and pity me, it's wrong. If the country is, if the country is about Sharajo, we don't go talk this thing. I don't count as dealings. Do you understand? I might get a job there and say, okay, that dealing want to start now, eh? Do you understand it? But people now say, but boy, it didn't go to dealing on the guy so far. Do you understand? No. Initiative. Wisdom. These are the things in God. Pastor Gidon said something to me. We're talking about excellent spirit. Why is it that unbelievers don't produce wisdom for us? Don't produce initiative for us? It's wrong. For the matter, we don't talk about it does not mean it does not exist in God. That's why when we talk about certain things, we activate them. When we talk about certain things, we activate their dimension. Visions, initiative, ideas. I don't want my prophetic to always talk about, I want heaven, I want to understand the throne. I want to understand the four beasts. I want to prophesy to that thing, but prophecy may not go apply his life for him. Do you understand? I'm working in a place, I heard someone said he was working, and he saw a vision. The company has to do with IT. He saw a vision, and he applied the vision. When he spoke at the meeting, he said, where did you get that wisdom? He just got it for a prophetic material, and he applied it. Do you get that? Our scripture should not only be tied to heaven alone. Heaven is part of it, but here, things should be battered. Visions. When I'm saying vision, I'm going to say, I think I'm having a burden of the Lord to capture Futa. Futa for Christ is part of it. But there are many things, visions, ideas in God. I think we had that dimension at the time. I heard Newton was a Christian. That he wrote many sermons more than his mathematical equations. But they eat it. They eat many of his sermon. The scientific eat it. I had it. Maybe I read somewhere that Isaac Newton. They eat a lot of his sermon because they believe that if they show that this man who knows science has this kind of rev, it will be easy for science people. You know, science somehow rule the world. It will be easy for that thing. Do you know that? Oh, I think I see wisdom now. When God bats an idea, flavor of God will always be there. The idea of God will testify of God. That's the reason they did it. If they know that that man also share ref, they will say, Olorun to gbe equation jade, I think that God no maths. Hallelujah. Do you get that? If an idea, an initiative, a vision came from God, it will overcome the corresponding dimension in the world. What we call the world, they are dimensions, just like onions. Many, many layers. Do you understand? What we call the world is like many, many layers, many, many unfolding layers. Do you get that? You know, we can say the world is cherubic, God is in, but there are many, many layers. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Desires. I actually wanted to add this to it, but I feel like I should separate it. Say, God is the one that's working you to will and to do. God produces desires. But desires should not remain as desire. It should be battered. The Bible says, hope deferred make the heart sick. But a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. So God does not want to produce desire in you. He wants you to fulfill that desire. Bat that desire. Say, a desire fulfilled. That's, I think, Proverbs. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Do you get that? Hope deferred make the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So God wants to see many of his desires fulfilled in your life. If I follow that verse, let me say, mathematically, God wants to see many trees of life in our life. Do you understand? I'm following that verse. I'm not making a doctrine out of it, but following that verse. God wants to see many of the desires we put in our hearts fulfilled. Invariably, they are trees of life, because that's what His word says. Do you get that? Also, there was a time, there were certain things I was trusting God for, and I checked my heart. I was reading about that thing, I see that I don't have desire in it. For that thing, I was saying, God, give me desire for this thing. Do you get that? So God, we can also bat desires. Desires are meant to be batted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing that we need to bat, which is in Zion, which includes whatsoever, is knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I've had a lot of people. How many of us have read E.M. Bounds, Power Through Prayer? You know, when I read that book, I erased the standard of my prayer life. It's like, I don't know how to pray. You see people spending so much time in prayer over a particular message. That is why our message are not strong enough. One of the things we bat is knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. When we bat it, it will overcome the world. Jesus loves you. You know He died for you. You are just quoting letter. And the Bible says the letter killeth. Oh, kill me. But if that Jesus loves you is battered, that's why many of our songs are not battered. If we have a song that is battered, it will rule the airwaves. If you are praying, there was a day, let me give a simple example. I'm just using an example that comes to my mind. I'm not boasting these things because I believe God just taught me some of these things. There was a day I was singing a song that I've sang here before, and I was going along the Elisha garage, and I knew I was in the place of fellowship, that song came. And a teenager girl just stopped me, "Sir, please, hey, Dr. Talo Corinne." I was singing that song, I was just enjoying myself. "Hey, Joseph, Talo Corinne." That thing, I just started, I said, I could not say, "Shame, call me, release." And I said, "Okay, I'm the one that composed it. One woman, bye." I started talking to that lady. I could not really say much because I was late for church. I need to meet up with, 5:30. I got to say some few things to her. I can't remember. Do you get it? If songs are battered, if teachings are battered, they will overcome their corresponding dimension. No how. So as Zion people, our songs must come from the womb of God. Do you understand? Even if a sound, a rhythm is battered. When I watch many people, sorry to say this, many people see our brother that kiss me with the kisses of Lawrence. Many people never know his history. I know some part of his history. Say, "I love that guy. I want to come to Isha 6 hours in prayer." Just like default state, 6 hours. Not English word, though. Mambro shake, default state. Do you understand? What did I say? Because if you need to become. But you say, "Oh, chill, I want to see her. Oh, Jesus." Let me use Pastor N.S. word. He said, "It is only you that will be in that your romantic experience." "Sweet Jesus, I love you, God." It is only, he said, if it's not battered, it is only you, according to Pastor N.S., it is only you that will be in that your romantic experience. Oh, God. They will just be watching you. Hallelujah. So our song's word should be battered. Another thing that should be battered is direction and guidance. There are certain stages in life that all the things you have, okay, I know the will of the Holy Ghost by impression, I know the will of the Holy Ghost through the voice, I know the will of the Holy Ghost through peace, all those things. There are certain times that you will need an elongated time to pray, to bat direction. Direction is also battered. If a direction and a guidance is battered of God, it will overcome its corresponding dimension. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let me also say the one, okay? Direction include plans and purpose. Recently, I got curious about certain things, and I believe the Lord helped me. I stumbled on a site, and I was downloading some of the interview on that site. I think Sid Roth. And I read a particular interview from Stephen Brooks. He said there was a time in his life that I was fasting for 40 days. I first paused. So he was fasting for 40 days, and he got to a point, in the 10th day in his office, The Lord appeared to him. The Lord appeared to him and he said, pick your paper and your pen. I said, ah, hold on. He said, write these 7 things down. He said, those 7 things captured the design for God's personal will for his life and ministry. I said, wow, this is the way. From that day, that became the order for me to live my life and ministry. Do you get that? He said, because he knew that I really depend on him. Plan and purpose was battered. Later, the man saw angelic dimension, all those things just said he waited on God. Plans and purpose of God for our life needs to be battered. Some of us, we need to learn. That's why we're saying learn to pray. You know, how many of us know that prayer and songs, they are like transportation system in the spirit at times? There are times that you are singing, Bondalaba, Zigalaba, Oshinsha. You are just walking through the feet of prayer to where God will come in with you. But some of us, thank you, Lord. Some songs, they are transportation system to where that service of the day will hold in the spirit. You know, there are many ivory places in the spirit. Do you get that? So you must learn to pray. I have 2 things to say before we move to the last thing. Move of God. It's another thing in Zion that we should bat. Move of God. Before now, there are diverse moves of God. And God used daughters of Zion, men, to bat them on the face of the hearts. Moves of God. Moves of God. Moves of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing is, this is the last thing, change. Whether change of a person, change of a thing, change of a person, place, event, or nation. These things also need to be battered. Change. I believe PDP's change was also battered by the church. I just believe, because those guys are strong. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to look at how to bat, how to give bat, because we must understand this thing. How the technology of batting in Zion, that is the little God laid in my heart. How to bat. How to bat. Number one is, hallelujah. Please just forgive me. I know with time I will have holy tab. Number one is conception through fellowship with the Word and the Holy Spirit. Conception through fellowship with the Word and Holy Spirit. That's the first stage. Conception through fellowship with the Word and the Holy Spirit. Constant fellowship. You can't be in constant fellowship with the Holy Ghost, even when you are not planning to bat things. That default position you are will be batting things. You can't be in constant fellowship with the Word and with the Holy Spirit, and you will not, I'm alone in it, because God is knowing you. He says to people, I don't know you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and Adam knew Eve. The Lord will give us understanding. Do you know what means me or that? Adam knew Eve. Amen. So God wants to know us so that we can conceive. Number two is strong or intense hunger for the things conceived. Strong in, you know, conception is like, for example, when a man and a woman meet, the husband dropped the spermatozoa inside the woman. Do you get that? But in Zion, when the Holy Ghost make you conceive, you should have strong hunger for that thing. Because somehow it will make you identify that thing in your heart, that desire, all the things I mentioned. When those things, all the things I mentioned that we need to bat, when the Holy Ghost drop them in your heart as a seed, you need to have strong and intense hunger. Recently I read an article and I'm understanding what it means to be hungry. I don't know it. Number three, locating the food for the seed sown in you. Locating the food or the water of that seed sown in you. Please permit me to talk. I just feel God laid this in my heart. Locating the food of that seed. Every seed has its own food. The seed of life that became the tree of life was planted by the river of life, not river of joy. Do you get that? Let me use that allegory. Do you get that? If every seed, what I just want to explain is every seed has its water. The tree of life that became, the seed of life that became a tree of life was planted by the river of life. Let me explain it, how it applies to us. If God has deposited a prophetic dimension in me, I should go and look for his waters. Knowledge about the prophetic. Do you get it? That's not the time to look for knowledge about the pastoral. Knowledge about the prophetic. Knowledge about that seed. That's the meal for that seed. People who carry that grace. Do you get it? People who carry that grace, that anointing. People who have worked in time past. Associate myself with them. Some of them are no more. Get their materials, fellowship with it. I'm not showing that seed. Hallelujah. If it's vision, if it's anything, all the things I mentioned that we can bat, locate his waters. They all have their corresponding waters. Number three, intense meditation. One of the things we need to learn is intense meditation. Because in the place of meditation, what you are doing is you are brooding upon your egg. You are brooding, you are incubating on the seed of God in your heart. And one thing I noticed about meditation, the more you are meditating about a thing, that thing is becoming magnified. It's becoming magnified. You are seeing the process. You are understanding you are getting more direction. You are understanding it more. Intense the meditation about that thing. That seed sown in you. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:15. Think on these things and give yourself wholly to them. Think on these things and give yourself wholly to them. Number four thing is intense prayer. Intense prayer. Please permit me. Let me just see all these things out. Intense prayer. Born out of desire. See, what makes prayer very, very effective, if what you are praying for is born out of a desire for that thing, a hunger for that thing, it will make prayer intense. One day, Arojo was telling me, he said, there is even between long prayer and fervent prayer. You can pray long prayer and you are not fervent. Do you understand that? Fervent prayer. But you can pray long prayer like the Pharisees and it's not fervent. Do you get that? Intense prayer. Can we read Micah? Please just permit me. I'm not the kind of word person, but I believe God put this in my heart. Micah 3 verse 9. Let me read from my Bible. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in your midst? As your counselor perished, for pangs have seized you like a woman in labor. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in bed pangs. Be in pain and labor to bring forth. When I talk about intense prayer, say be in pain and labor to bring forth. There was a day, myself and a friend very, very close to me. I know some people, Pastor, his friend very, very, very close to me. We prayed. The following day, I had a dream and I said, we had a baby. In that day, I said, when I was asking God for intervention, I said, that is why it's not a natural thing. Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. So, for being in pain and labor to bring forth, we must learn intense prayer over that thing that God has sown in our hearts. And the last thing is, we need faith and patience. The last thing, we need faith and patience. I'm not saying this to water you down. Romans that talks about faith and patience. That those who through faith and patience receive the kingdom. Give me that scripture, please. Those who through faith and patience, follow the example of, you said? Romans. Hebrews 6, yeah, thank you. Please, I want to read that, please. I believe this is recorded. Let me just read it in case of other people that will listen to it. Okay, Hebrews 6, 11. Hebrews 6, 11. 12, right? Okay, Hebrews 6, 12. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit promises. Let me explain this in this area. Every seed has its own gestation period. How many of us know what it's gestation? I think I have the definition here. Gestation period is the time in which a fetus develops beginning with fertilization and ending at birth. So each species differ, the gestation period of each species differs from each other. Do you understand? So depending on the nature of seed that is in you, and smaller animals have small gestation period before they give birth. For like rats, the gestation period for rats is 21 to 23 days. Elephant, the gestation period of elephant is 2 years. The gestation period for us is about 490 days. 480, 330 to 342 days. Whale is about 480 to 580 days. Their gestation period. So if the destiny God has put in you is in whale format, permit me, I'm just speaking in figure. You must know that you need patience because the gestation period will take complete. In October, Agbado, if you sow maize, the next 3 months, you will harvest it. If we sow cocoa, ha. So if the destiny you got put there is in cocoa format, you will have to need faith and patience. Hallelujah. Can we rise to our feet? Hallelujah. Please, there are certain things God laid in my heart. I want to beg you, some of these things I knew God taught me. This is the second part of the message. It's very, very short. Second part. Sister Sharon, come here. Sister Barbara, I need the worship team here. I didn't intend to talk long, but these are the things I asked him, and these are the things he revealed to me. Let's open to the book of Luke. There's a wisdom that he showed me there. Please, I beg you, I don't intend to stay long, but let me exhaust what God has put here so that we can be blessed. People who listen to the recording can be blessed. Luke 2. Luke 1, verse 35. Having said all these words, this is the second part. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Hallelujah. This sounds like a similar verse in book of Acts. Let's read the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. We'll come back to this scripture, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Catch this. Acts 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You know, they look alike. The angels told Mary, when the Spirit come upon you and you are overshadowed by power. Two things, Holy Spirit and power. But when that operation come upon Mary, catch this. What that operation will produce in Mary is the holy seed of God. Here, the same operation will come. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Look at what it will produce here. The same operation. It will produce witness, capacity to witness. Open to John, Acts 10. The book of Acts 10:38. The same operation. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Holy Spirit come upon him, power come upon him, but look at what it produced. This is what the Lord taught me. When there's an overshadowing of the Spirit of the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord come upon a man, he can produce things. In Mary, the operation came, it produced the child Jesus. No man slept with Mary. In the book of Acts 1, it produced capacity to witness. Here in Jesus, it produced capacity to do good, capacity to heal, capacity to deliver. Who told you that after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we don't need the endowment from on high? Because there are many things that some of these things that we explain, the second part of it is, if the Holy Ghost does not come to brood upon you, no conception. At times, brooding is not only in words. The administration that is not only in words and impartation. You can't explain them. You know that your mind cannot capture miracle. You can't explain them. I beg you in the name of God. This is one thing he laid in my heart that I should do. And I want us to enjoy it. We can share the grace and live, but I know something has been aborted. I want to beg you, no matter what you cost me, what will it cost you? Just sacrifice it. This is what it laid in my heart. This is what it taught me. Not because of me, not because of the time, but because he has revealed this unto us. We need an endowment for certain things. It came in the life of Jesus, in the life of Mary, it produced a seed of the Holy One. It came upon the apostles, it produced capacity for witness. It came upon Jesus, it produced capacity to do good, healing, the oppressed, deliverance. Do you know what it can also produce in your life now? Not tomorrow. Let us stretch out our hand, trusting the Holy Ghost to come upon us.
Holy Spirit, it's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pgtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pgtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.